Now, you had some people saying that, but the thing is, the rest, 98.5%, believe me, in Minnesota, were saying, what a heck of a show. He's got these people kidding. The thing is, education. You educated me. I've been listening for years, and I listened to these people calling in. I didn't have any idea, and I love Minnesota.
Yeah.
I didn't have any idea they could think that way, or unthink, or whatever you say.
I know why they got mad at me. Because a lot of them thought they were smarter than they were. And really, you know, a lot of them thought they were smarter than they were. And I come on the show with this kind of a shtick, and they suddenly go, wait a minute, am I a dummy? No, I can't be a dummy. Henry must be the Antichrist. That's it. I'm calling the station. Get him off the air now.
God.
So there you go, guys.
Hey, babe, have a terrific. What's the number down there again? It's 610?
News Talk 610 WIOD.
Okay, is it FM?
No, it's AM.
I'm sorry, AM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
You hang out down there much, Gus?
I go 2 or 3 times a year.
Cool. I'll see you there.
I'll call you.
Thanks, pal.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Marcello in Minneapolis. Hello.
Hey, Philster. How are you?
How you doing, Marcello?
Never called you before, but I listened to your first show.
Are you a friend of ours?
No.
You're not a friend of ours. Okay.
No. But I'm going to really miss you, seeing you go.
Well, thank you, pal.
I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Well, good night.
Good night to you, sir. Don't want to stay in a line too long with a guy named Marcello. Somewhere along the line, man, there's some vigorish that I owe. Jim in Bloomington, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's the vig on that deal, huh? I'm doing good, Jim.
Boy, I could hardly hear you. But in the meantime,
yeah, look, I think
the only reason I'm happy to see you leave is because we're going to all get some sleep now at night instead of staying up till 2 in the morning every morning.
Yeah, I noticed the GNP here just sort of went right when I got on the air.
But,
Or is it the GMP?
Well, you know, I was going to call because this guy the other night says, you know, I'm maybe going to miss you, but WOCO just wasn't the station you should be on.
WOCO, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
You know, we never thought you'd leave. I didn't know there was another station you could be on where you'd find that many people to call you like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, it just seems...
What do you mean?
It's so easy
to... What are you talking about?
You know how easy it is to get people mad on this station.
Sure.
The flip side is you're talking about, do I want to,
cop to the characters.
Yeah, and down there, and I say, you know, if it's anything like here, it doesn't really matter, because you'd cop to them, and 2 calls later, somebody'd be, talking like they hadn't a clue.
I think in Miami, I'm not going to do it, and the reason for that is that the listeners of the station I'm going to are so used to really strange shtick anyway,
yeah,
that it doesn't matter, because they're going to know it's a weird shtick, whether it's me or whether it's an actor I hired. I always enjoyed people who would call and say, yeah, I understand, that's a friend of yours on the phone, a comedian from town, and you hired him to do the bit. I always thought that was kind of neat, you know. Yeah, I've got a real, just unbelievable resources here, paying comics to call in all the time and do this stuff at
3
o'clock in the morning, yeah. So, I don't think it's going to matter, really.
Yeah, it just, you run into a hard time when they call up and say, oh, yeah, well, then, you had a guy once telling you to sing along with your, your friend.
They'll try to trip you. So, I'm going to put my voice on tape.
Yeah, I was just saying, why can't you put a cart of each of your voices?
That's what I'm going to do. That was Sheldon's idea.
Yeah.
That's what we pay him for.
Well, Sheldon, hey.
All right.
I really, really had a good time listening to you. Like I said, now I can go into the house late at night when I'm coming home. Don't have to sit in the car for another hour because I can't turn the key off.
Thanks, Jim.
But, thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
We'll listen to you down there.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 17 away from 1 at WCCO News Talk 830. Here is Ryan in Andover. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
I wrote a big song for you here today.
Let's hear it.
Big tale. I'm kind of hoping that this poignant refrain here can kind of clear the big dollar sign from your eyes, and that then you'll stay. I'm sure that'll happen.
The money grubbing, dirty
well,
rotten.
Well, yeah, that's so good. It's entitled, Oh, Phil, Please Stay, and Don't Go to Florida, Land of Swamps, Oranges, and the Lowest Recorded Sea Level Air Pressure in the Western Hemisphere in all of history.
ASCAP will collect on the title alone.
Well, there you go. Okay, here goes, and just hear me out here. Ready. Oh, Phil, you came to Minnesota. Oh, Phil, you brought us Walter Flowers.
Bob, you gotta join us.
Oh, Phil, you filled my daily humor quota. Oh, Phil, I'm going to try to manipulate you with my transcendental musical power. Oh, Phil, don't don't you care about us? What about the children, man? If I was a bug, I'd offer you my feeler. Kind of like a show of friendship. Your ample bosom is voluptuous. Well, if you're a woman, I suppose. Our number one funny man's now Garrison Keillor. Lord, please help us. Phil, please stay and don't go to Florida, land of swamps, oranges and lows, recorded sea level air pressure in the Western Hemisphere and all of history. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It's a hit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate all of the enjoyment you've brought me.
And Garrison
like
Keillor, too.
Like everyone else has said.
And Garrison Keillor, too.
Well, of course. I'll be listening to him nonstop now.
Garrison Keillor, Yogananda
Parlevoo. Oh, can't beat them boys.
All right, Ryan. Thank
hey,
you.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Bye.
WCCO News Talk 830. Our number is 989-9226. My name's Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show. It's our last night here on WCCO Radio. Only been here a year, and I feel as if I've been here about a year. No, the thing of it is, you got so many personalities on this station who've been here for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I can't even imagine the send-off they're going to give Raj when he retires, whenever that is. You know, what is that going to be like? Is that going to be people throwing themselves in front of buses? Because it's a very, very loyal audience here to CCO, even for the weird stuff that I was doing. So, God, I mean, you know, Roger hangs it up, or Steve or any of those guys, there's going to be some kind of a lemmings to the sea reaction. I just know it. WCCO News Talk 830 is the place for the Cannon Mess. 3 to 6 afternoons with Morgan Mundane and the Little Cannons of Backlash LaRue and, of course, my favorite there, Ma Linger. That's the Cannon Mess with news, weather, and traffic and sports as well. 3 to 6 afternoons on WCCO News Talk 830. Here is Eclipse in Eau Claire. Eclipse, how you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Man, it was a groovy tune the guy wrote before, wasn't it, man?
Yeah. It's
you know, I especially dig the refrain, man. I don't know if I could repeat it myself or not, but, you know, I think Sundown might help me. I don't know.
Maybe he'll give us a call here.
Yeah, you know, man, you know what you mean to me, don't you, man?
What's that, man?
You mean a lot of things, but I can't remember.
Yeah, a lot of things, but you can't remember.
Yeah.
All right.
But you give me life,
the things
man.
That you mean to me, Phil, I'm going to remember someday. Right now, it's...
Yeah, you know, so you're going to Florida, huh?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you get to be down by the ocean and everything,
they
man.
They got a few party shacks down there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, man. You get to, you know, I mean, I heard that, you know, what's his name? Lanky is going to go down there.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have to visit.
Yeah, I'll come down, you know.
I hear the Grateful Dead's in Eugene, Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a guy named Bob over there.
Yeah,
so
I
look
heard
him
that
up.
Guy, man. He was, like, dead in the brain, man.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You look them up.
You know, man, you think I'm smart, don't you? You think I got a head in my shoulder, right?
Yeah, well, I think you're a head.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's really nice of you to say.
Thank you, Eclipse.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You look up Link. You go. I think the bong's empty.
Don't scare me like that,
yeah,
man.
Know,
that's
man.
Not funny.
I think so. Jimmy's beckoning you to the bong right
no,
now.
No,
man.
No.
Filled up with some more water or something.
Okay.
Whatever you put in that. What do you put in your bong? Freon? You don't just use water.
Yeah, Freon.
Yeah, you're using some
you know,
kind of paint
did
thinner
I ever
in there.
Tell you about the dream I had that one time?
No.
Well, you know, it was my dog, right, man? You know, little Sparky, don't you?
No.
So I never brought him over?
Never had the pleasure, no.
Well, you know... I was dreaming, man, that he was starting to talk to me, and you know whose voice he had? Walter Flowers, man.
That's a bummer,
He was beckoning me to hell.
Yeah, that's definitely tied down to a table someplace.
That's right, man.
All right, man, beckoning you to hell.
Yeah, I think Walter's actually the Antichrist,
I think hell's beckoning you now, Eclipse.
Oh.
All right, so run off.
Thanks, man.
And remember me. I'll remember
what's
you.
What's your name again?
Yeah, thank you. Ben and Chaska, you're on WCCO.
So, how you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to thank you for this past year. I drive truck at night, and you help keep me awake a lot of times.
Thank you very much.
And it sounds like that microphone's pretty sensitive. I can hear you doing something that doesn't sound like you're supposed to be doing over there.
Well, nothing here works, so what's the point?
Well, no,
I mean every time
like
I turn around to try to find something, I do some sound effect in the microphone, and it explodes.
No. It sounds like you're... smoking in there or something. I can hear
maybe. Yeah, like, maybe there's some smoking going on. The equipment's smoking, not me.
Okay. Well, anyways, I wish you good luck, and we'll...
Do you smoke in the cab of your truck?
No.
You don't?
Everybody else does, though.
You smoke at all?
No.
All right. Because your truck's making a funny sound sometimes. I know it's going by me. I can hear one wheel wobbling.
Could be.
All right, Ben. Drive careful.
You bet.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Ed in St. Paul, hello.
Yeah, howdy, Ulster, Phil. Can I ask you a favor when you get to Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Could you send me some of them Japanese mosquitoes for the Minnesota nice people? Because that's what drives them nuts with summer coming out, with spring coming.
Well, it's something for them to talk about when summer rolls around. Hey, those mosquitoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed to be more ferocious than the Minnesota ones. In fact, they're supposed to carry, like, malaria. I don't know how they got here, I suppose, from the stuff they ship from Japan. But anytime there's something that's deadly, they call it either the Hong Kong or the Japanese or the Russian.
Yeah.
All that kind of.
It's never like the Houston flu or anything,
right,
is it?
Like
yeah.
The Haitians.
Well, what are they getting in China? Are they getting the Twin Cities flu over there? Boy, we got a strain B at that St. Louis Park flu, man. That stuff's deadly.
Yeah, but for all the Minnesota nice people, like you say, send some of them Japanese mosquitoes. They're supposed to be really ferocious compared to the...
Okay, so what we're trying to work up here is a case of, like, a typhoid epidemic for the summer. Is that it?
Yeah,
yellow fever, keeping the kids out of school.
Yeah.
Might be more interesting than a snow closing.
Yeah.
All right, here are our yellow fever closings.
Yeah.
Quinine available at... Okay, Ed.
Yeah, well, adios, sir, amigo.
Jeez, he was tongue-tied for a minute. Unbelievable. Ed, thank you, my lad.
Well, adios, sir, amigo.
See you later. Bye-bye. John in Maple Grove, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, I just want to tell you, your show is a bargain. Normally, you got to pay big money to get a good comedian. You had great laughs every night.
You mean you didn't purchase any products as advertised on this radio station?
I purchased a comfort rest, that's all.
Okay.
Because I heard that.
It's great.
So,
and how about an Eva Gabor wig?
I tried the wig, but it just wasn't my style.
Yeah, those are like our two major sponsors on the overnight show was Comfort Rest and Eva Gabor wigs.
Yeah,
now, what does that tell you about who they're aiming at there?
Describe your audience.
Yeah, what demographic are we shooting for there, John? Huh? Any clue?
Yeah,
Comfort Rest and Eva Gabor wigs.
I like the Geritol. That was pretty good.
Yeah. No. How about the, what is the foot powder? Gold Bond Medicated?
Yeah, Gold Bond Medicated.
And they would follow it up with the Ovaltine spot. Now, see, that's what I love.
I love Ovaltine.
A guy talking about a running sore on the inside of his thigh, and then, how about some Ovaltine?
Nothing like
that.
Yeah,
there's nothing like that in the world.
Just had it 5 minutes ago.
Put on an Eva Gabor wig, have that running sore taken care of, get a glass of Ovaltine, and fall down on the comfort rest. And you're set. What audience is that? They're 7,800 years old. They got to be.
Yeah, you'd expect that maybe one of these local head shops would have been your
Yes.
Hey, get your bong here, man.
No, actually, I think the local head shops are serving Ovaltine with Gold Bond now.
Yeah, that's right. We do have an old audience up here.
Exactly. But what they're doing with the Ovaltine and the Gold Bond, anybody's guess.
It's just like the toad juice.
I think they're synthesizing it to little rocks. Anyway, Robert Duvall going, I don't want to see any of this stuff anymore. It's Gold Bond medicated powder, man. What are you talking about? Don't tell me that. Clear out of this alley selling that crack around here. It ain't crack. It's Gold Bond medicated powder.
It'll cure anything.
Yeah, go ahead. Shove some up your nose, pal. John, thank you so much for your call and for leading us into that Gold Bond thing.
Can I throw a question at you?
Sure.
Besides your radio friends, are there any friends you're leaving here in Minnesota?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, quite a few.
Okay,
quite a few. I made a lot of friends here at the station. I made some friends around St. Paul, and a few of them are bartenders who are going to be looking for me.
I think I've got a pretty
Yeah, I got a pretty decent tab running at that little joint above the Kuzmer's Market there in St. Paul. You know, it's a great bar because there's the smell of bratwurst that drifts up from the deli. You know, and I walk in there, you take a date in there, and you're going, would you like a martini, dear? And the whole place smells like a slaughter yard. You ever walked into a bar like that?
Well, I've been over that way, yeah.
I ran a tab in there it's pretty decent.
That's why you're cutting town. You got the tab.
Yeah, I'm running out on every tab
God,
in town.
You are clever.
Every joint on Grand Avenue.
I always worry when a friend borrows money, the next day he's quit and left town.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you. When you had your get Phil off the air, what did you get for sending in your $9.95?
You had to get, the money was going to go to charity, you're going to get a t-shirt and a hat and a little sign that says, you know, no Phil, something like that.
Oh, it really did have Phil stuff on it.
Yeah,
I was going to send that in, and I never got around to it.
Well, you missed out on your hat and your t-shirt.
It bummed me out, and all the pictures are gone, too.
Okay, man.
I have to go to the post office.
See you later. Thanks
guys.
For calling. Bye-bye. Chuck in Minneapolis, you're on WCCO. This program has been kind of babe-like tonight, hasn't it?
Yeah,
and
sure has.
One or two women?
Yeah.
Chuck, what are you? Are you on the crapper right now? Guy is sitting there in the bathroom just, how you doing, Phil? I'll get this one finished in a minute, and I'll be right with you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. No,
Guy's on a speakerphone in the bathroom right now.
No, I just hate to see you leave.
Hold it, Phil, hold it. Bang. All right, now.
Okay.
I appreciate that, Chuck. Could you get off the speakerphone now?
Oh, yeah.
There you go, lad.
Yeah, you
sound better.
And mm-hmm. Now you had him quite going on the state fair.
I'm sorry, sir? Did I have him going at the state fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
The night you played that whole thing on
yeah,
the state fair.
I sure do. I can't hear you, though, Chuck. I guess the speakerphone was better. Get back on the toilet. Get back on the toilet where you belong, Chuck.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for...
Well, wait a minute now. I just want to say that you're in the Bush League.
I'm in the Bush League?
Right here in Minnesota. So you're going to a big town, you're going to make a big hit out of yourself.
This is not a small town. You guys just think it is.
Yeah.
You guys just want it, you want it to be a small town, but it gets bigger and bigger all the time.
Yeah.
Under your noses here.
Yeah.
Twin Cities, 16th largest market. I remember when I came here, the comedy clubs, everybody's talking to the music scene and stuff.
Or Scott Hansen or what?
Scott, yeah. You know that the comedy scene in America has dried up pretty much, except for cities like Minneapolis, St. Paul, where it still goes pretty strong. Oh, I remember I went over and saw Chuck Booms at Scott's Club, and Chuck is like a young Don Rickles, and God, he's like a young Don Rickles with just laying into the audience, and everybody there was just stunned. They weren't laughing, but they weren't leaving either.
Well, I can do the same thing.
What?
I used to be a comedian.
I can't hear you. What kind of a comedy act did you do?
Hi, everybody. I'm a...
stand-up comedian.
I'm a... All right.
So?
Do some of your shtick.
Oh, not on the air. Not on the telephone.
Dirty mouth, huh? Dirty mouth act, huh? Okay, I know the type. Well, Chuck, thank you for your support and your love.
Okay,
you have my eternal gratitude.
And, I think you're going to make it big now.
Thanks, pal.
Okay,
we're
going to
try. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Pat in Minneapolis. Hello, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, I just want to call in and tell you, when I first heard you, I always thought you sounded like, or you reminded me of that ABC guy. Peter Jennings.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Somehow I've just got this image of you as Peter Jennings.
Yeah, and like all of those wonderful interviews he does.
Yeah, yeah, and kind of the anal eyes, you know, squinting away and, but...
Anal eyes?
Was no.
that that Kim Carnes song? She's got anal eyes?
No, actually a song that I was going to dedicate to you, Moving Though.
Oh, Phil, anal.
Is one by the Butthole Surfers called Moving to Florida.
Okay.
And I don't know if you ever heard. I was just looking for it now to see if I can maybe play you a little sample.
I'd love to hear it.
It's this guy talking.
Wait a minute. Wait, Butthole Surfers. That's the band that I was trying to get out of the cities.
Yeah.
Butthole Surfers.
Yeah, he's just. That's how he talks on the song. He talks like, I'm moving down to Florida, and I'm going to build me the atom.
I'd rather hear them do it, thank you.
All right.
And but you know that band, the Twin Cities group, Dumpster Juice, and it came out of Wendell's nose. All of those groups are out of here.
Oh, yeah.
All of those groups are Butthole Surfers. The very idea that surfers would even have a butthole.
What, is that a bad idea, Walter?
No.
Well, I guess not, now that you think.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Well, I
thank
know.
You.
It's fine, Phil, but we all appreciate you hearing.
No, you don't all appreciate it.
Well, yeah, maybe
but
we
you
don't.
Will when
maybe
I'm
we
gone.
Don't. Oh, you think, hey.
When I'm gone, you'll all start going, God, whatever happened, you know, what's with you know, Henry ain't here. I don't know. What. Might as well try the NyQuil.
Yeah, well, all I right. like the way you spell it anyway.
Thank you.
That's cool.
Huh? Butthole Surfers, and you like the way I spell it.
Yeah.
God, our younger generation.
All
That's
right,
wonderful.
Phil.
Thanks for calling,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, what should we do here? Do we have news? We don't have news, do we? They all just blast out of here, don't they? The whole news department. Oh, but we do have the information. This is still the updated information on Ramadan. The moon has not yet been seen, so we are still officially in the holy fasting month of Ramadan. The Islamic Center of Minnesota announces Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. Well, now, according to this, then Ramadan is over with. Because the prayers will be... Well, I don't know, you guys. You figure it out. The prayers will be held this morning at North Hennepin Center at 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. Takbirat will start at 7:30 a.m. and prayers are at 8:30. What if I butchered Christmas announcements the way I just butchered that one, you know? Christmas is... I can't pronounce it. Something about a kid being born. There's a church service. I don't know. Fat guy with a toy. And there's an egg, but I forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm satanic, okay? I only believe in the devil, but the guy named Jesus was born, was that it? And he's you got to go to the church? Thank you very much. I hope I didn't offend you, because that's exactly what I just did to this announcement. According to this, Mr. X, that Ramadan is over because they've announced the ending. correct? The Islamic Center of Minnesota announced Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. The prayers will be held this morning at North Hennepin Center at 7411 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park. The takbirat will start at 7:30 and prayers are at 8:30. That's the announcement that we have for you guys. We got about a minute left here in the hour, so I'm not going to jump on the phone with a phone call, but we're going to come back with more phone calls next hour.